This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Today, or tonight even, I've got Ash Hardell with me. Woo, 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 woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo. Yay, hello. I'm so happy to be here.
You're American as well.
I know,
she came
that's
all
true.
The way. From America to be on this show.
Just to see you and hang out with you, Hannah.
On this show, specifically.
To be on this show.
To be on the show. How was your flight?
It was good. I got business class because I'm fancy.
Screw you. I'm not. One day.
Well, I paid $0 for it. If I had to pay for it, I would never do it.
No. I'm just like waiting for the day where someone's just like,
do you want an upgrade?
Yeah. You look like you need one. I'm like, I do. Yes.
They feed you so much.
Oh, I want it.
Yeah, it's really good.
But why would they feed you? Because you did an overnight flight, though.
It's weird. It's super duper weird. But it's like 6 courses and
what?
Unlimited alcohol.
What?
And dessert wine.
Well, you get unlimited alcohol.
You do.
In what you call it? Coach?
Yes, economy.
Mm-hmm.
In steerage.
I've not heard that one. In what?
In steerage.
In steerage.
Where the peasants sit. No, I'm just kidding.
Rude. Oh, man. One day. I actually have loads of air miles.
Oh, yeah?
With Virgin Atlantic, but I don't know how to spend them. Like, I don't actually understand how it works, because I tried once.
I don't know either.
I was just like, hey, I knew I had enough.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, can I upgrade my seat? And they were like, you didn't buy the right... You needed to buy a flexible economy ticket in order to upgrade it. And I was like...
Oh, yeah, there's tons of rules and things. Yeah.
Rude. And then I was looking up how much a flexible economy ticket is, and it's so much
more expensive
than an economy ticket. And I was like, no! No! Just let me use my air miles and just...
One day. All I do is show up at the gate, and then somebody's like... Here, you have a new seat. And I'm like, I hope it's better.
No, one day. Well, I did fly business class on Emirates when I was like 10.
Ooh.
But it was before it. Like, obviously it was fancy, but it wasn't as fancy because you know how now on the screen you just click and you can watch anything?
Uh-huh.
It was like they gave you a menu of films.
Sure.
And you picked them and then they gave you a physical, like, thing that you plugged into the TV that you had. So... You know, this was 15 years ago.
Emirates is dope, though. Have you seen the Jennifer Aniston commercial for Emirates?
No.
It's awesome.
Oh, no, I want to watch it.
She, like, takes a shower and goes to a bar all on the plane, and I'm like, oh, that's, like, no plane I've ever been on, but sweet.
Is it like the Casey Neistat video?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that video, but it's, like, where he sits in all his videos on planes. It's, like,
yeah,
that fancy.
Yeah, because he did, like, this video of, like, a really expensive, like, flight. And showed you, like, everything that you get with it. And there was, like, a bathroom and a shower. And
I think it must be like that.
Yeah.
Because she showered. Oh, yeah, because the parody was she walked into, like, an American airline galley, like, only in a towel. And she was like, where is the shower?
Wait, so this is a parody thing?
The joke in the beginning of the commercial was she walked onto an American galley and was like, where's the shower? And they were like, we don't know. This is just a galley. And she's like, I'm going to fly Emirates now, where there are showers and bars and, like, jacuzzis. And I was like...
Oh, my God. Okay, Ash, do you know what you're getting yourself into, by the way, being on this show?
No, I do not.
Good.
I mean, a little.
Good. So, can explain for you and explain for new listeners as well. We play a bunch of games and we talk about a bunch of stuff on the show. Later on in the show, we're going to be playing Drunk Advice Live. And so for that, dear listeners, we're going to need your questions. If you need advice, if you need some help, me and Ash can help. And you just have to tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. And we will answer them at the end of the show.
Any question you have.
Mm-hmm. But also, you can just use the Twitter and email just to say hi during the show. If you want to just chat with us, it's all good. We're also going to be playing songs about sex. Ashley has picked a song about sex.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be playing Dirty Talk, Asking for a Friend, and Position Impossible, which might be my favorite.
Ooh, I'm excited for that one.
Yeah. I know, right? Okay, so one thing that we do with new guests to initiate them on the show is to search their name in Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
We actually had an Ashley on for the first ever Hannah Witt and Fubar show that I did.
Okay.
But I actually can't remember because this was like 6 months ago. So I don't actually remember what it said. So should we search Ashley or Ash?
Let's do Ash.
Yeah.
Then it'll definitely be different.
Well, we also call him Ash as well, so I think we might have done both.
Oh, shoot.
But we'll see. We'll see what comes up. Da-da-da-da!
Are you not...
There we go.
Nope.
Site cannot be reached!
That's
no!
Me.
Internet!
I cannot be reached. It's the meaning of Ash.
Oh, God. Does it want to work? Yeah, here we go.
I think that's accurate. I think that is so accurate.
Do you want to read it?
It says, that gay-ass prick from Pokemon. That's me. I could not be gayer, and I love Pokemon.
There we go.
Yeah. I accept that. I will fully embrace that.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
I love that. Should we just see what Ashley is?
Yeah.
Ash!
It'll be like, a white girl who likes pumpkin lattes. Oh, or that too. That's cool. I like that.
Do you want to read it? Go on.
A badass motherfucker who won't take no shit off of nobody. Why is there two who's?
Badass motherfucker who. No, I don't know.
Right?
Who
won't take no shit off nobody.
The example is, that girl is about to get the Ashley knocked out of her.
That's fucking right.
Who's the girl?
I don't know.
Also... Who the hell is beeping outside?
Can I don't you know. That? Yep, I can.
It's like, what is happening?
I didn't know if that was some kind of radio sound effect. I was just going to go with it.
You're just like, sure. Am I going crazy? Can anyone else hear this too? So, Ash, why are you in London then? Come on, explain. What's going on? Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am a YouTube content creator.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Me too.
Uh-huh.
It was weird.
That's how we are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a book called The ABCs of LGBT, and Hannah has
Book plug.
Yep. And Hannah has a super dope podcast book club called Bangin' Book Club, and mm-hmm. they asked if I would zip over sometime to be in the podcast where they review it, and I said yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that one, we're going to be recording that on Friday, but that one... For Banging Book Club fans, that one actually won't be going up until, like, April.
Mmm.
Just FYI. Because that's the month where we're reading my book, doing it out on the 6th of April.
Ooh.
Ashley's book is already out, actually, guys, so...
Very true.
But, yeah. So what we wanted to do for that one is have, like, my book is the, like, official Banging Book Club read, but then, as a mini-sode, explore, like, another YouTuber's sex ed book.
Oh, cool.
And kind of, like, so we can talk about... That.
Are there any other YouTubers that have been covered by the Banging Book Club?
No.
Am I the first?
Well, you will, because your episode will come out before mine.
Oh! What an honor!
I think so.
That's really cool.
I'm trying to think now.
I dig that. I like that.
Yeah, take it. I'm into it, too. I mean, we've done E.L. James, so... Have you read 50 Shades of Grey?
I tried.
Yeah.
And then I thought the writing was so bad
yeah.
that I just stopped.
Yeah. Just like no
mm-hmm.
So much pain. I had to finish it because of the Banging Book Club.
Oh,
but the thing is, I can't complain because I pick the books.
How do you feel about, like, because obviously a lot of people feel that book is problematic, how do you feel about, like, spending money on that book and being a responsible consumer in that way? Because when I tweeted that I went to see the movie, I was attacked on my Instagram. Yeah,
I kind of feel like I paid for the Kindle version, so it's cheaper.
Yeah, there. That's good.
And I did that as well because I had to read it for the book club, I needed to get my hands on it. Like, I didn't have the time to, like,
sure.
rope around charity shops and be like...
Do you have 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, but that's where they all are.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
So I didn't have time to do that, unfortunately. And then in my head, I was just like, it's fine because I'm reviewing it for my feminist book club podcast.
Sure, because I'm going to look at it, like, through a feminist lens and
critically,
therefore do good. Yeah, okay, I see. That's legit.
Mm. But whatever, E.L. James. Like, she's probably just like, she doesn't care.
No,
she's rich as
yeah,
fuck now.
Exactly.
She doesn't care.
Uh-huh. She's fine.
She's just a Twilight fan.
Uh-huh.
And just a bit horny.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much... I don't know. One of the things that I really wanted to, like, try and figure out, not figure out, but just, like, talk about and explore in general is, like, in our own little bubble, we're like, 50 Shades of Grey is problematic. But then, actually, it's this huge global success.
Right.
Loads of people are like, uh-huh. I don't see the problem.
Uh-huh.
This is a really great book. I enjoyed it very much in the groin area.
Right.
And so we can't just be, like, up on our high horses being like, but it's problematic and you're wrong. We
have
to be like, okay, why do people love this so much? And
I didn't even realize how problematic it was. Like, I saw things that maybe weren't, like, super right about it, but I didn't even, like, realize how strongly people felt like that until I got attacked on my Instagram. And they were like, you're not a responsible consumer.
Yeah. Well, because I think...
And I looked at Grace and I said, well, when we go see movie number two, I can't tweet about it.
Yeah.
I shall just keep it a secret.
Well, now you've said that you're going to go see it.
I know.
Is that your Valentine's Day date?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife really does like the 50 Shades of Grey
things. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What's her reasoning for it? Just because it's like harmless fun kind of thing?
I think she started reading it as a joke and because everyone else was. And I think she likes the story. I just think that it's an easy read for her, and she just, like, enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I see it. I see it pop up in her, like, audio library, and I see it pop up in our, like, Amazon rentals. So, like, I know she likes it. Yeah.
Yeah, because the three of us for the book club are going to try and go see the second film as well and do a mini-sode that would also be a film review. But, yeah. We're going to have to pay money to go see it. Unless we get invited to a preview screening. I got invited to the premiere, actually, but I actually can't make it.
Ooh, that'd be a cool premiere to go to.
I know, right? But then there's the case of, like, publicly endorsing something.
Sure. It's so complicated. Call-out culture, man.
That's my response to that.
It's good.
So hard. So another time when this kind of happened was when they announced that Johnny Depp was going to be in... Fantastic Beasts.
How is Johnny Depp problematic? I don't even know.
Does he, like, beat up his wife, apparently? I don't know. Apparently.
Okay. Allegedly.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I don't know what I can say on the radio.
Sure.
But apparently, allegedly, something happened, and Johnny Depp is maybe not a great guy.
Okay.
And he's in those films, and I got invited to the premiere, and
right.
I love Harry Potter.
Right.
And I was like, I'm not going to this premiere.
Right.
And, you know, I was like a meter away from J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
I'm not giving that up.
Yeah.
But then what, the sacrifice I did make, though, was I didn't talk about the film in my favorites video, which I normally would do.
Oh.
I was just like,
okay.
I will attend this thing,
and
it will be
a
fun
compromise.
Personal experience for me, but I'm not going to be like, Fantastic Beasts, la, 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 la. But now I am. And we're just talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Oops.
And I think we should just play a song instead. Instead of getting into problematicness.
Before we can invest more.
Yeah. People, we're going to, like, check our phones in this song. And it's just going to be like, oh, God, what did we do? What did we do?
Probably.
Oh, God. The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio. All right. We've had some tweets in from some people. Oscar says, OMG, I've been waiting for you and Ash to collab.
I'm excited for that. I think you're going to learn some new stuff about Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we are going to film some video collabs on Friday. But also, Ash and I have collabed like 3 times.
I think like 5. Do you remember? What was your favorite?
Probably the How to Be a Stripper.
Yes! I recently rewatched that one.
It's such a good video.
I'm so drunk in that video.
We were other things, too.
I wasn't.
I was all of the things that day. I was just like, oh. I have nothing to do at this VidCon because I'm not important enough to, like, do panels. So I'm just going to hang out.
Oh, that was so good. Those heels.
Yeah. So, yeah, Ash and I have made loads of videos in the past together.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to be filming some more on Friday and doing this and doing the Banging Book Club podcast. It's just like all of the content.
Mm-hmm. We need a ship name. We do so much together.
Hash.
Hash. Hash is our ship name. And I ship it.
That's it. It's the obvious one. And then Tom Grenell said, Ash, since when are you tall?
I am tall. I just am tall. And
I think you're like, on the tall side of average.
Sure.
But then the picture that they're probably referring to is the one of me and you, and I'm tiny.
That's true. You
so
are tiny.
So it's like in comparison as well. You look proper tall.
Like, Becky today said that I was very tall, though, and whenever I go to conventions, people are like, you're huge! And I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Huge! Huge! What like, kind I thought of you word were tall. Oh, God.
I decide to, you know, take it lightly, in a good way, and yeah. I say, yep.
Oh, my God. We did a meet and greet together. You, me, and Elena. Mm-hmm. And then Grace just, like, joined in. She's just that.
Because who else is she going to hang out with? She's not a YouTuber, you know? She just comes to be my friend.
I love it. I love that. Aw. So, Ash, for the people who are listening who are like, who the fuck is this?
Right.
Who the fuck? Please, tell
them who the fuck I am?
Yeah, okay. Just explain. Explain yourself, woman.
Well, like I said, I am a YouTube content creator. I make videos on YouTube.com. And I tend to focus on LGBTQ education.
Mm-hmm.
I have a series on my channel that is probably my favorite thing to do and talk about and make. And it's called, it has the same name as my book, and it's called The ABCs of LGBT+. And it's very cool. We explore different identities, different genders, different orientations within the LGBT community. And we kind of like dissect them and gain a better understanding of them and things like that. Also, we dive into like sex a little bit, like biological sex, and we talk about intersex things and intersex issues and
all of the things. Gender, sexuality, sex,
romantic orientation, asexuality.
What are you then? That's not a great question.
No, you could say, you can even say, what are I?
What are I?
Well.
How does one identify?
Right. My favorite word is queer.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it because it's like super ambiguous and super simple.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't like overwhelm people. It's not like the alphabet soup of I am this.
You're just kind of like, I'm different.
Exactly. And that's like enough for me. And that's what I like. But if somebody were to really insist I'd like describe my identity, I would probably say that I am a genderqueer person who is homoflexibly romantic and bisexual. Yep, that would be it. Uh-huh.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can see how queer is easier
right?
for like most people to grasp. But then people are obsessed with like, but, like, what are you and who
right.
do you have sex with and, you know.
Because queer isn't super easy to instantaneously understand, and they just, like, want that clarity.
Yeah.
And also, like, they want to, you know, put me, like, in a box that they understand in a way, kind of. Which is okay. It's human nature. I get it. Like, you want to get me. And queer is a little bit ambiguous.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, I need to fit you into my worldview.
Yeah.
So that I know how to relate to you in some way.
Right.
Or something. Which I get.
But then when they ask for more details, a lot of the words I use aren't in their worldview or aren't quite in their vocabulary. And then it just, like, invites more questions. And then more questions and more questions.
Queer's an interesting one, though, because quite a lot of people also don't like that word at all and find it still quite oppressive.
Yes, and that's very true. And, in my experience, it seems to be a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, older LGBT plus people won't feel a fondness to the word queer.
Yeah. Also where you're from, because
one
of my Irish friends really doesn't like it either.
Yeah. And that was actually, like, an internal dilemma I had to deal with for a while because I love the word queer. It's my fave. I just dig it. It's so empowering. I think it gets me. And so for a long time, I would use the word queer not only to describe myself but also to describe the community and others. I'd be like, let's go to this queer thing and, like, let's invite queer people and meow, meow, meow. A few people pointed out that maybe that's not the most inclusive thing to do, and maybe it could trigger people, and maybe I don't have the right to put the word queer onto someone else, or assume that's okay. And for a while, I was really, like, resistant to that, just because I had such an affinity to the word. It took me a while to decide that making other people comfy was more important, and I wanted to sacrifice that word.
We can still, like, use it to describe yourself, I guess.
Exactly.
And he was like, ah, this is me.
Right.
Diss me, though.
Exactly.
Diss me.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that. And what's in your book?
All of it. It's literally like, kind of like a glossary of many, many gender and sexual identities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terms and their definitions, or at least like some of their definitions. And
yep. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just their identities followed by a definition. And if the definition is confusing or needs more context to be like complete, then there is like more context given and like more information. And then after that, I tried to get a real person for as many identities that I could.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like pictures of people who claim those identities, and then personal stories of what that identity means to them and what being that identity means to them.
I love it.
Yee.
I love it. So we have this section on the radio show called Book Plug or Butt Plug.
Yee.
Because I have a book that I wrote. It's called Doing It, and it's out on the 6th of April. Ashley's book is already out. I already mentioned this.
That's
you
very
can get
true.
It where?
On Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or...
There we go.
Lots of .coms.
Or if you wait until the summer, you can get the ebook for free!
Yeah. That's really important. And then the whole book is coming out for free in June for Pride. So,
oh, for Pride!
Yeah. So.
I love it. So, what we're going to do, I have a riddle for the dear listeners. And the answer to this riddle, or what I'm describing in this riddle, is either a book plug or a butt plug. We've had different answers different weeks. so you can tweet, during this next song, you can tweet me at Hannah Witten or tweet at FUBAR Radio what you think it is, if it is a book plug or a butt plug. Are you ready, Ashley?
I'm ready.
You ready for what it is? Is everyone paying attention and listening?
They are.
Also, by the way, I feel like I need to let people know beforehand that my riddles are not sophisticated.
Just so I think it's a very clever riddle.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
The 1-2-3s of 12-7-2-20s. What could it be?
That sounds like a butt plug.
Well, find out after this song.
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Oh my god. I never heard that song before. Oh, it had more.
Extra oomph.
Oh my goodness.
That's a very popular song where I'm from.
What, in the queer community or America?
America. Both.
Just all of the things. Okay, guys. I bet you're all really excited to hear what the answer is to this week's book plug or butt plug.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Do you have any idea what it could be?
I think it's... I'm sure it's a butt plug. I think I own that butt plug. It's a good one.
I'm just going to go through some of your tweets. Someone said, did you just hand off your book plug to Ash Hardell instead of pushing doing it? Did I? I don't know. Someone said, book plug. 12-7-2-20 corresponds to the placement of letters in LGBT in the alphabet. Well done for you for using the word corresponds and to like sound intelligent in something so basic.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Someone says, book plug. Yeah, book plug, because ABCs. And blah, blah, blah. And then someone also just said, Jennifer's Pizza said, this song is amazing. OMFG, how have I never heard it before? Oh, she's also said, what's the name of the artist, please? What was it, Ashley?
It's called Everyone is Gay by A Great Big World.
There you go. Who, you just informed me, are also...
They're the same people who sing, say something, I'm giving up on you.
Mind blown. Mind absolutely blown. But basically, you're all correct. It was a book plug, and it was a book plug for Ashley's book.
Yay!
The ABCs of LGBT. Because you're right, it was the numbers, the alphabet.
Yep.
I could have gone Morse. Next time I'll do like Morse code shit.
I thought that was a tough riddle.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought it was very sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
But sure. Are you ready for a game?
I am.
We have Abby in the studio.
Hello.
She's going to be quiz master for Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
The look on your face.
This is so fancy. You got sound effects.
You're like, there's a jingle and everything. Okay, so the way that Position Impossible works is that Abby has a list of sex positions. Some of them are real, some of them are made up. And we have to guess which are real, which are made up. And then we also have to... This is not a soundproof room.
Rowdy episode.
Yeah, and then if we think it is real, we also have to try and guess like what the position is.
I thought you were
going to
say recreate it.
This is radio, Ashley.
I know,
like, where in this room would you like to recreate it? On this bed in the corner.
Yep.
Okay, are we ready for the first one? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Okay, first one. French latte.
What is it? French latte. Is a latte even a French thing?
I think it's Italian.
Hmm. That's a cappuccino, or all coffee's Italian.
Pretty much.
In my world it is. That's what I think. I don't think it's real, no, but I'm second guessing myself.
I don't think it's... False.
But if it was a position, I'm not revealing if it is or isn't yet, but if it was, what would you think it'd be?
Right, so latte, creamy. Oh, no. Oh. No! No!
Straight in.
I didn't think what I was saying just then. And then French, sexy.
Uh-huh. So you'd be holding a cigarette and creaming. There you go.
Did we get it right?
You did get it right. It's fake. Not
but
French.
But sexy creamy. Yeah. Why not? Wait, hold on.
Yay!
Success.
Hooray.
Okay.
Okay, second one. Leopard. Is leopard a sex move?
Would you have sex with a leopard?
I would not.
If you were a leopard.
Yes, then I would.
What kind of leopards do you reckon you'd be into?
Spotty ones.
Okay. Leopard.
Yes.
What are leopards, like, famous for? Like, cheetahs are fast.
They're ferocious. Yeah, spots.
The spots. Uh-huh. A leopard can't change its spots. That's right. Like a saying, isn't it?
Uh-huh. This one is so simple. I think yes.
Yeah?
I think yeah.
I'm going to go for no to be controversial.
Okay, and what do you think the sex move actually is?
Well, Ashley's the one that's saying it is one, okay. So I'm going to pass this one over.
I think it just looks like two people pretending they're leopards. Yep.
So two people, both people are on all fours.
Penetration or
chasing
foreplay.
Each other across the room.
It's like it's
are we making you feel uncomfortable?
Oh no,
I'm so sheltered.
Welcome to the UK.
I know, right? Okay, it's if two leopards could do the missionary position, that's what it is.
So it's actually leopards having sex. It's not two people in a...
Two people pretending they putting out their fake claws and purring, doing the missionary position.
I kind of wish that was true, but it's really not. It is a sex move, though, you're right.
Okay.
So Hannah's wrong.
So Ashley gets a point for that. Okay, now I'm in, and we're going to brainstorm this and we're going to figure it out.
Okay.
Do you have a hint?
I do have hints. So it's penetration.
Okay, penetration.
And it is on all fours.
One person on all fours?
Yes.
Okay, so is it like just a more advanced doggy? Because it's the leopard.
It's quite doggy, yeah.
It's quite doggy.
Quite doggy.
Bit doggy.
Yeah. When one person is sat and one person is on all fours.
It's one person sat in a chair and that they're the person like penetrating from a chair. So no, it basically like allows them to like relax. Not sat on their own knees? Sat on their own feet?
Yes, very, very warm, very close. That's pretty much it.
Very warm.
Very warm.
That's pretty much it. Is that it?
And then they growl.
And then they get out their claws.
Yeah.
And they paint spots on each other.
Yeah.
With hot wax.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I've written down.
Yeah.
The person one is sat on their own feet, which is behind them.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have in my head.
Leaning backwards a little for detail. They prop themselves up with their hand.
Yeah.
Person two sits on the penis and leans forward.
Yes.
Legs spread apart.
Oh.
Feet next to the partner's legs.
Got it.
People in the room,
I
have a diagram.
I'm trying.
We
have a diagram.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, I'm into it.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
So what I do, people, is I take a picture of this and I post it on my Snapchat. So if you want to understand what is going on, Snapchat Hannah Witton is the place to be.
It's quite like a slightly different doggy kind of.
I feel like only the person getting penetrated would really have the control in this one. Like, I feel like the person underneath.
I feel like you could use that hand to, like, regulate. Oh, yeah, regulate. Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Cool. Good stuff. Next.
Next. Orchid.
Ooh. Oh. Sounds romantic.
Mm, yeah, nice orchid.
Oh, no.
In the kitchen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Orchid.
I think it's
like
real.
A flower. Is it something to do with vaginas?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because when I think of flowers, I think of vaginas, naturally.
Obviously.
Yeah. So there's got to be more than one
That's
vagina,
so nice.
I think.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go sex position.
Okay, and what kind of sex position?
Is it like something to do with oral on a vagina? Is it something to do with cunnilingus?
Well, I'm going to tell you that it's not a sex position, so you're both
wrong. God damn it. Well, it would be if it was real.
It'd be great. I'm going to make it one.
I know, I was thinking that when I have to look up this, and I was thinking you could just make one up, though, and just somehow submit it or something.
Mm-hmm. Just do it yourself and be like, this is a sex position now. We made
it's
it up.
Official. Just like Urban Dictionary, but for sex moves. That could be a thing.
People have to submit their own drawings as well. This is how it goes. This is how it works. I love that.
Okay.
Ready.
Lotus flower.
Oh, another flower. Right.
This one is
This
real.
One has to be one. What does a lotus flower look like?
I don't know.
I'm Googling
Can you Google it?
It?
Yeah.
Can I Google just the lotus flower?
Mm.
Will it come up with a sex position?
No, that'd be weird.
No, yeah. Yeah, to be fair. I don't know why I'm acting like...
You're like, oh, no!
Don't give any of it away.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a vagina. Pretty.
That is... Oh, it's sacred.
Oh. Oh, and we're making it a sex thing. Oh, no. Come on, this flower's got to be a sex position.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a sex position.
Yes. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Hold on.
So, yay.
Is it oral?
No.
No?
Is it penetration?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, are both people just like, because the flower has like petals going out. Is it just both people just like spread? Both
spread
limbs
eagle.
Everywhere?
No, it's not.
What? You seem sad about that. Like, I wish.
Yeah. You guys are coming up with much better suggestions.
Well, you know, imagination is king.
Is there a vagina involved at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is there a penis then?
Yes.
Okay. Or a strap-on, either
right.
way.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So one person is sat down, and they're both very close to each other. I know they're both sat down, sorry, and they're very close to each other.
Is it the face-to-face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Spider, you used to do, like, on swings when you were a kid, where one kid would hop on and the other kid would hop on.
Oh, my God, on a sex bench.
Kind of,
I really want a sex bench.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, they're on a sex bench.
No, they're not on a sex bench, sorry.
But legs wrapped around.
But not wrapped around, the legs are wrapped somewhere else.
Mouth.
Neck. Yeah, like the neck bit.
Over the shoulders. Over the shoulders. So basically, the person with the penis is down, sat on the floor with their legs crossed. The partner cuddles them with their legs over the shoulders.
I definitely need a picture.
Ah, yep, picture coming up.
I can see it. In a bed of flowers.
Oh, it's cute. That looks cozy.
It looks intimate.
I am definitely flexible enough for that.
I'm not at
all.
Well,
you need to work on that.
I'll try.
All right, there you go. Do you want to have a look again?
Yes, please.
So on Snapchat, guys, putting on Snapchat, lotus flower. I'm trying to figure out, like, what kind of, like, what angle the penis is going in at when you're like... Anyway, I'll figure it out. Cool, next.
I've just realised I fucked up a little bit. So
Abby!
We're going to have to go give Orchid another try.
Is Orchid one?
It is one.
Ah! Yes!
I read the wrong word, so that's my bad. So it is, and the hint is that I would never do this.
Oh.
Is it anal?
How did I not know you were going to say that? No, it's not anal.
I'm sorry. You would never do this?
No. A lot of effort.
A lot of. Is it trapeze?
It's very gymnastic-y and.
Oh, would I do it?
I'm not sure if anybody would do it.
Okay.
Is anybody upside down?
Oh. Someone's upside down.
Is it like handstand?
Yes. Yes. How did you get that?
One party upside handstanding down? Or two party handstanding?
I feel like. Oh, is it oral? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, one person's hand standing and the person standing up is giving them oral sex.
Done.
Yes! Boom.
Well done, Hannah. Done.
I would want to try that, but I don't think I would succeed.
I just can't deal with the blood rushing to the head and stuff. Even on
Because don't you want like the blood rushing to your genitals?
On the website, it was like, you may not do this position for long.
That's a really attractive position for the person, like, giving, because they're just like bent over.
It looks like they're at a water fountain. It does.
And they're just like, I'm just thirsty.
Oh gosh.
Again, it's on Snapchat. But also, I love the fact that the person receiving the oral sex in this is just like, they're not even doing like a straight handstand, they're like arms, legs wide. Mm. But it's up against a wall.
Yeah.
So I reckon I'm trying that, but I don't have any room in my house.
You don't have a spare wall?
No.
Hmm.
It's fine. I'll figure it out.
Is it just stuff all over your walls?
Yeah, but also my bedroom's got like a slanty wall and a bookshelf wall. Mm. And it's got two of the walls have a door.
Bookshelf could work.
But my bed's
right there.
But. I'll figure it out. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I believe in me.
Make yourself a sex wall.
Yeah, like, this is the wall.
Can't get a bench. Just use a wall. Okay, I have one more.
Yes.
Peach pie.
No.
You're just like, I hope not.
Hannah?
No.
Okay, you're both. Hey! I need to up my game.
Also, I just want to Google what an orchid looks like. Just to see if there's, like,
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like someone doing a handstand and receiving cunnilingus.
Uh-huh.
That's what that looks like.
No.
Are you sure? Oh my God. No. Okay. Right. Thanks, Abby. Thanks, Ashley. Great game. Did we do scores? Who won?
You won.
Yes! Position impossible. All right. Okay. We're going to play Asking for a Friend right after this. All right. Hello, everybody. Hello. We're back. Hello. We're back. Okay. In this part of the show, it's called Asking for a Friend.
Wee!
And we're going to talk about some stuff that might be a bit difficult to talk about, that you need to pretend like you're asking for a friend. Or maybe you're really asking for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've got Ashley here, I kind of wanted... We've kind of already touched on it, but I want to, like, delve in loads more. Into gender queerness.
I'm ready.
What does that mean? What is it, first of all, and then what does it mean for you?
So gender queerness is a super wide umbrella of essentially any gender identity that isn't cisgender.
And for what is cisgender?
Yeah, right. And then cisgender means that you identify with the sex and or gender that you were assigned at birth. So gender queerness is just anything that's not that.
Yeah. And so I'm cis.
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gender queer. And gender queer is just like queer in the way where it's like super ambiguous. And you're like, well, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah.
And to be honest, sometimes I don't even know what it means. Sometimes I just wake up and I don't feel like a girl. Sometimes I feel super agender. Sometimes I feel kind of...
Wait, what's agender?
Agender is like lacking gender, without gender.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wake up and feel like a tomboy, and that still means I feel like a girl, just like a tomboy girl.
Mm-hmm.
And other days I wake up, and even in my gender, I feel kind of boyish.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like my gender queerness is kind of fluid. It's very similar to gender fluidity.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like the word gender queer, though, more than gender fluid, just because sometimes my gender doesn't change that often, and to me, being gender fluid means, like, it's changing all the time, but that's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
All these words really just mean what the person who holds that word wants it to mean for them.
And then I also kind of wanted to ask you about gender expression.
Yeah.
And just like how you present yourself, because you used to have really long hair.
Yeah.
And when you cut your hair off, that was, like, this big... kind of almost like this transformative thing for you where you kind of...
Absolutely.
Then kind of almost like that helps you realize you were genderqueer almost. Am I Is that correct?
Yeah, totally. No, yeah, but my hair is what my therapist would call a little tea trauma.
What does that mean?
It means that it was, it's really loaded, my hair. I struggled with, like, a little bit of dysmorphia and dysphoria with my hair.
Wait, I do not know, what the difference between those terms?
One of them has to do with, like, not liking something just and being fixated on it. So, mm-hmm. like, you could have dysmorphia about your nose. You could just be, like, obsessed with the way you, how much you don't like your nose.
Right.
And the other one, dysphoria, has to do with feeling like something doesn't belong to you or is alien to you or you don't like the way it looks because it is a mismatch of your gender.
Got it.
So my hair is just a really loaded thing for me. I've always, like, felt weirdness about my hair and struggled with my hair. And I had, like Hannah said, long hair for a very long time, like down to my butt. But I would never, ever, ever wear it down. Mm-hmm. Ever.
You always had a side plait.
Yeah. Either a side braid or a side ponytail mm-hmm. or something. Can you, like, even remember any time with me having my hair down, a video or a convention?
No,
it just didn't happen. Because I wasn't...
Like, and I even shared a room with you at VidCon, and I can't remember seeing you with your hair down.
Right. Because with my hair down, it just felt too feminine for me. And, I mean, the word feminine is really subjective, and mm-hmm. feminine means different things to different people. But for me, it felt like what I think femininity is. And that didn't really match with who I was. So for a long time, I just really wanted to cut it off, but I was afraid. Because, I don't know, that's just a huge change. And, like, what if I didn't like it? And what if people saw me different?
Mm-hmm.
And meow, 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 all of these things. But eventually I got the courage to do it. Honestly, it's because, like, I kept dropping hints to my wife that I wanted to, and she was the, like, first person in my life that was like, oh, you want to do that? You should do that. And I was like, wait, what? Do you think I'd be, like, less attractive? And she was like, well, one, I love you, so I think you'll be... I'm always going to think you're attractive. Two, who cares what I think? It's your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And other partners and other friends hadn't said those things, so it was like...
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, really. One person who I was with said... we were hanging out with their family, and he said, please don't ever get a haircut like my mom. And she has very, like, a short haircut, essentially. And I was like, yeah, okay, no, I won't do that. Yeah. And then I asked my best friend once, like, what if I cut off all my hair? Which is really, like, I'm thinking about cutting off mm-hmm. all my hair. Tell me I would look good. And her response was, well, I don't know. I just don't know if you could pull it off. And, like, yeah. So, like, just finally... Finally, I found a person who, like, gave me the confidence and encouraged me to do what I wanted, and I did. And it was super dope, and I would never, ever grow my hair out again. And
yeah.
I did it, like, because it feels more androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really like rocking an androgynous style.
Mm-hmm. And part of that is all... I want to talk about binding, because
yeah,
you bind.
I do bind. Uh-huh.
So binding is where you, like, push your titties down
mm-hmm.
to kind of give... as much of an effect of, like, a flat chest as possible.
Correct.
Because that is not just, like, wrapping bandages, although that's, like, old-school binding, and you can do that, right? Like, the bandages is things, like...
Right.
But there are things that are, like, actual binders that are, like... When I've seen them, I'm like, that's, like, an industrial
Absolutely.
Thing.
So, like, nowadays we would probably say that using, like, an ace bandage to bind is unsafe, because you can really, like, ruin your ribs.
What's
and, like,
an ace bandage?
Oh, it's, like, a wrap, like...
Wrap around?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because the ones, like, you have is something you just pull over. It's like a vest kind of thing, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. But the old school way would be like the ace bandage. And we would say don't do that anymore because you could, like, hurt your ribs.
Okay.
But now people usually order them from, like, Underworks or GC2B. And they look kind of like sports bras.
Uh-huh.
But... flatter.
Yeah, because my sports bra still gives me a hefty cleavage.
Right. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I've got massive boobs, so, like, the sports bra is like a nappy.
Right. So, like, the back of my binder is, like...
Oh, kind of flush?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's, like, stretchy, kind of like your sports bra, mm-hmm. but the front of my binder...
is, like, solid.
Is solid, exactly. So it doesn't give that stretch, so it doesn't, like, let my breasts push forward. And I can adjust, like, my boobs in my binder. Like, if I adjusted them... up and towards each other, I could have cleavage, but like that's like, I mean, it would be still smaller cleavage, but that, since that's obviously not the point, usually like I pull them outward and down, and that gives the most flat effect. Yeah.
Could I bind with my boobs this size?
Yeah, you absolutely could bind. Uh-huh. Yeah, you just have to order the right size. Mine is a medium. Since your boobs are larger, you might need, like, a large, but... but, yeah, you can definitely bind. I think what you're asking me is, like, would my chest look flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay. So, nobody's chest... like, even I have, like, a bump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's important, that's, like...
you have a bump, but no cleavage. Like, it's not... it's, like, a solid...
right.
thing, rather than it being like
also
two...
my passport's right here because so, I don't want to lose it.
Passport in the binder, that's why you keep it safe, guys.
Right. No, and when we talk about binder safety, it's really important to remind people that anybody with breasts isn't going to be completely flat.
Yeah.
Just because, like, even guys aren't even cis guys,
sure,
aren't completely flat. They have pecs, they have muscles. Some cis guys even grow breasts.
Yeah.
Like, it happens. So I think that you could, like, definitely flatten your chest. Not all the way. Like, it wouldn't be, like,
yeah.
shoop, totally flat. But I think that, like, a binder would have an effect on your chest.
Interesting. I mean, I don't think I want to, but I like my cleavage. I like my titties.
Fair enough.
It's so funny because I'm just like, yeah, for me, like, my boobs are very much... I guess it's the same, because, like, for me, my boobs are very much a sign of my femininity, which I love, and
right.
then yours are a sign of femininity, which you're like, nah, shut it
yeah.
down.
Yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh, exactly. Egg-jack-tamantally.
Egg-jack-tally. Okay, this has been nice. I like talking about this kind of stuff.
Cool.
It's good. Okay, so you have picked a song about sex.
Yes, I have.
Would you like to introduce said song?
Am I talking about, like, why I picked it yet?
We can talk about that afterwards.
Okay.
But now just introduce the song, yeah.
This is a song called Trumpets by Jason Derulo. I stuttered. That was a bad introduction.
FUBAR Radio presents...
Background Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Shaniqua Warren-Markland. You played Noel's wife in
yes,
the film.
Yes, I was playing wife.
And a mum, yeah.
Mom. It was different to filming adulthood because I wasn't around, like, anyone else, really. Brotherhood, I was just with the kids.
With the kids.
Just with the kids
question?
And Noel.
You stayed so mature and professional when you were doing, like, the kissing scenes and the sex scenes. How did you prepare yourself for that?
Vodka.
No, I like that answer.
Not gonna lie.
Every Friday.
Background Show with Noel Clark.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That was a damn sexy song.
Thank you.
I'd actually never heard it before.
It was incredibly, incredibly popular and, like, inescapable in the U.S. when it came out. It was like one of those songs that was on the radio, like every other song.
Yeah. I don't know if I just live under a rock or maybe it didn't reach here.
Maybe not.
I don't know. But I also do live under a rock when it comes to music a lot of the time.
As do I.
So talk to me about this. Why did you pick this song as your song about sex?
So this song came out in 2013, and it became popular in 2014. And obviously he is very blown away by this, like, human being's body.
Uh-huh.
And this was the first time I had sex with a woman. It was Grace, and
oh.
the song was on the radio, and, like, whenever it came on... it really resonated with me because it was...
Wait, this was playing the first time you guys had sex?
Like, it was the popular song
sure.
in the world the first time, yeah, that we had sex. And the first time that I'd ever slept with a woman.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I learned during that time that sleeping with women is way more fun than sleeping with...
penis people.
Yes. Exactly.
Interesting. I just love it. I love this. Is it weird that your ass reminds me of a Kanye West song?
I don't know what that means. This song is kind of stupid. I don't know if I like the song that much.
But also, like, which Kanye West song?
Right.
Does the ass remind you of?
That's true.
And then there's another bit, like, is it weird your bra reminds me of a Katy Perry song? That I get, because
sure,
the California girls with the tits. All of that. Oh, wait, and then there's a Coldplay song!
Yeah.
Is it weird your eyes remind me of a Coldplay song? Is this person's eyes yellow?
Like, maybe. Yeah. That's cool. Ayo. That would be unique.
Yeah. I don't know. Or golden. I don't know. It's just great. It's a bit stupid, this song, to be honest.
It is.
But I guess now you just listen to it and you're just like, I'm just thinking about sex with my wife. And it's just me here in the studio like, okay, cool, Ashley. Good for you, I guess. All right. Should we go through some of these lyrics?
Yeah.
Right. What are your favorites?
I do like the Kanye West song part because I don't understand it at all. I don't know how an ass can remind you of that. I like the, for, like, you know, gooey reasons, like, lovey-dovey reasons, I do like that every time you get undressed, I hear, like, symphonies, because that's how I was feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like that part.
I kind of feel like it's that hallelujah
yes,
moment.
Exactly.
Like, someone who you really like is just naked in front of you, and you're just like, like that. That's what this song is.
Yeah.
And then apparently there's trumpets as well.
Right. Because that's what it was. And then, like, that's what this song was saying. So I was like,
Have yeah. you then, since, like, in your time, had sex with your wife to this song?
No, but we do like to make love to music. But I should do it with this song.
Yeah.
This song just isn't, like, our regular style.
What is your regular style? come on. You're just like, I'm so embarrassed.
I don't know. We like mushy songs like Brooklyn Bridge and like we're really cheesy and like can't like we'll make love to Can't Help Falling in Love with You. That's
oh
how
God.
Like how gross we are.
I hate it.
Oh. But Grace also is into rap songs. She's into rap songs. I like can't tell you any of them because I'm not really into them.
Yeah.
But she'll put them on, and then that's when we're feeling like a little, you know,
yep.
rough and wild and things. So yep, take a drink.
Yeah, we have beers in the studio for drunk advice later. By the way, tweet in your questions if you need any advice.
Mm-hmm.
You can tweet in at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. And we will answer your advice questions in the last half hour of the show. That's a thing.
That is a thing.
I'm trying to find other bits of these lyrics that I'm just like, oh, is it weird that I hit angels every time that you moan?
And, yep. And also, like, I don't know if this is oversharing, but my sex before had been very, like, a silent affair.
Oh.
And, like...
That's sad.
I know. And new sex was, like, more... of an audible affair.
I love it.
And I like that.
Sponsored by... Imagine!
Ashley sex audible tape.
Audible tape.
I bet that would be one of the most downloaded things.
I want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
I get texts from my housemate being like, Hannah.
I know. You read that to me. Please be quiet. I'm so happy you are enjoying your time. Fuck a little quieter, thank you.
I read it to Ashley and she was like, that's the most polite and British way to say, stop fucking so loudly.
Yep.
Oh dear, I just so badly wanted to reply to her, just be like, you should hear me when there is no one else in.
Yeah. But it's so much better. It's so much better when you like,
Can scream.
Yeah, when you can, like, be, like, and it's not even, like, it's just, like, freeing, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more about, like, the vulnerability. Like, you're not embarrassed in front of that person to, like, make whatever noise you want because you feel that good. I like that. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Angels Moaning lyric by Jason Derulo actually hits home.
It speaks to me.
It does.
It speaks to me. Also, I feel like if the other person is quiet, I'm like... Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
Just give me something.
Uh-huh.
Something.
Absolutely. Uh-huh.
It's a weird one. It's a really weird one. I don't understand people that are quiet.
You know,
Each to their own.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like,
floats your boat.
I'm just like, how do you know they're into it?
No, yeah, yeah.
Please tell me that you're having a good time over and over again.
Right.
I need, but also, like, do you like know anything about like the love languages and stuff?
Yes, I do.
Like the five languages. My highest one is words of affirmation.
Yeah.
So that
sounds of affirmation.
Sounds
of moans and screams of affirmation.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
It's. I think it all. And then my second is physical touch. So all in one.
Mm-hmm.
I just need all of it.
I forget. I took it a long time ago, but I know physical touch is really up there, which surprised me, but it is. And then also like gifts, but not in a shallow way, in like an I was thinking of you way.
Like this reminded me of you.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or I wanted to.
Like I was at the store and you asked me to get milk, and I also saw that they had skim milk, and I know you like skim milk, so I got it too.
And then I wrapped a bow on it.
Well, you don't have to wrap a bow on it, but if you want, that's cool. I'll take my skim milk with a bow on it.
You're like, I'll take it. I like letter writing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like just like snuck in your lunchbox or in your whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is sweet.
I like stuff like that. It's cute. It's really easy and it's cute. Oh, speaking of, this is like the most natural segue. I didn't even realize I was doing it. But because it is Valentine's Day next week, Tuesday, like less than a week is Valentine's Day. Does that mean anything to you? You just, no? You're just like, I'm chill.
Well, I'm married now, so.
this is my first Valentine's Day married? You like said that as you pushed glasses onto your face. This married smugness.
This is my married, yes.
This is, I'm married now. And, but we have the producers of my show have found us some interesting Valentine's Day cards.
Oh!
You have yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Are ours the same or different? Different.
Ours are different, and we're going to read them to each other dramatically.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to go first. I'm just, like, saying
I feel like you're going to sing.
I want to, like, light candles.
Can you sing it? I would like you to sing it.
No.
Please sing it
to me. I'm not going
to
sing it.
Look in my eyes.
I will not sing it to you.
I flew across the ocean for you.
That's not even on the card, but it's true. You did.
No, I know. And so please sing me this Valentine.
I'm not going to. I don't know how to sing this. Because this is like memories
happiness
from.
Happiness was.
Yes. Like, I'm just going to sing it to like.
Memories. Okay, yeah, you can just say it.
I don't know. I hate you. Stop. You're making me laugh. I hate you less than most people.
I'll take that.
Yeah. You should. I mean, that's the most you'll get out of me.
And now I must read you this one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you from McDonald's? Ba 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 because I'm loving it. See, I sang mine to you.
Yours has a tune.
No, it wasn't typed like that, though. That was improv.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, this is oh Jesus, this one's a long one, so I'm just gonna read it in my head so I don't fuck it up. You know?
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, just entertain yourself whilst I read.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I got this Valentine's Day. Yeah, I fucked it up.
Good effort.
I already fucked it up. I recently recorded my audiobook.
Uh-huh.
Like, for the last 2 days, I've just been in the studio
and
reading. And now I'm just like, I can't read anything out loud anymore. Right. I got this Valentine's card today, signed Love from You Know Who. Why the fuck is Lord Voldemort sending me Valentine's cards? Sending me our Valentine's card. Jesus, Hannah, you spent too long in the studio. But also,
that one would make me smile. I like that one.
I do, but now I'm like, Potterhead on. You Know Who. Is he called You Know Who? I thought it was like He Who Must Not Be Named. But is
both.
It also... Is
and
also,
the Dark Lord, yeah.
It's also
all of those things.
You Know Who. Sure, uh-huh. Okay. I was just double checking.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
And my last one.
Oh my god, I'm ready.
As long as you keep loving me, I can hide my crazy.
guys, you needed to see Ashley's face for that because it was beautiful.
Crazy is politically incorrect, though, so I'm going to scratch it and amend it to I can hide my wackadoo-ness.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah!
Ashley's just, like, going through all of the card shops being like, these cards are all politically incorrect. I'll just change them. Don't worry. And you just like start sharpieing out all of these Valentine's cards, and they're like, ma'am, you're gonna have to pay for those.
I'm like, I can't. I have to be a responsible consumer. You just can't win. I just try to do my best.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. Okay, right. Gonna play another song, and then we're gonna play another game. We're gonna play a game of Dirty Talk, which has very different
the thing
music
I'm most nervous for.
Oh, this might be save it to last after you've had a few beers. Uh-huh. Alright, we're ready. I'm gonna like, should we turn this song off?
Can we play the real song?
Yeah, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
There's like some weird laughing at the end of that song. Alright! Okay, Ashley, are you ready for your favourite, well, not your favourite, well, it might be your favourite, but the most anticipated?
Yes, the most anticipated. I'm slightly nervous. I have never phone sex talked before. I think I tried once and it went poorly, but I'm all in. Yeah, I'm ready.
I love your enthusiasm.
Okay, so it'll be weird.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, good.
It's good if it's weird. So the way that this game, Dirty Talk, works is that Ash and I are going to simulate phone sex. I'm going to call you up, and then I'm going to start talking dirty to you, and you're going to talk dirty back to me.
Okay.
What we have in front of us are three pieces of paper with words on them that we can't see, and during the conversation, we turn over them like one at a time,
mm-hmm.
and whatever the word is on the piece of paper, we have to include in our dirty talk.
Are we trying to slip it in like unnoticed?
You can if you want, but it usually is pretty noticeable.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to call
Do
you.
We have like alter egos, or are you still Hannah?
You can be whoever you want.
My name is Fred.
You're going to be Fred?
Yes.
Okay.
Fred is the sexiest name.
Abby Mindy.
This is going to be the most obnoxious phone sex you've ever.
Okay.
All right.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Bring, answer. Bring. Hello.
Hi, Fred. It's Mindy.
Oh, Mindy. My Mindy.
Oh, Fred. I was just thinking about you.
Mindy. Where are you from?
Don't ask. It's fine. I like went to one of those international schools, so my accent's all over the place.
Ooh, I like girls like that.
Yeah.
It's a very niche thing, so I'm happy I found you.
Okay. Well, I was just... That's cool, I guess. Because I'm unique, you know? But, Fred, I was just thinking about you the other night and that cake that we ate.
Ooh.
And remember how you got the cake in your hand and you just shoved it in my face?
Yes.
So into that.
Yes, I remember that. And then I licked it off your forehead and it was nice. So many marshmallows on that cake. Oh, I love them.
I just love how bouncy and things.
I bounced them right off your nipples, baby. It was fun.
We burnt them on the fire first, and so they melted.
Ouch.
All down my belly.
Ouchie. But we were safe about it, and nobody got hurt.
It was totally consensual because I love you, baby. Fred.
Mindy, you're my little marshmallow Mindy. Oh, yum. Yum, yum, sweetness.
Oh, yeah. But the thing, it was kind of funny, though, because with burning off them marshmallows, we kind of, like, set the place on fire and we had to put gas masks on. But it don't matter because you in a gas mask red was so sexy.
Ooh, yep.
I just love seeing you in that gas mask. And it was such a tease because then I couldn't kiss you because we were both wearing gas masks.
Right, and we were running away from a fire, so we
had other things to do.
Marshmallow fire. Oh, I have so many adventures with you, Fred.
Yes, but then we a little bit of our gas masks caught on fire, so we had to put on our swimming goggles and jump in the neighbor's pool. Do you remember that, Mindy?
I remember it. Ugh. Oh, it was so weird.
It was the weirdest.
So weird. And the neighbors came out and they were like, "Where are your morals?"
And I said, "We don't have morals. We're cheap." And I'm in love with Mindy.
And I'm in love with you, Brent.
Oh
my god, and the song just ended there. That's perfect.
Was that unlike any other phone sex call you've had?
Well, it was the first time I had an accent that was slipping in and out of like generic American, Southern Belle, sometimes British.
And then just generally uncomfortable. You're just like, oh,
okay, Brent, the girl.
That's fine, okay. Moving on. Okay, I liked that. That was good. We can play that again.
My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. Why was I like being all Southern Belle? I think it's the whole like, oh.
Because I'm a big burly man. Yeah.
Uh-huh. God, gender norms. Just slipping right into everything. Oh. So you've never done the phone sex thing, or you have once before?
I've never done what?
The phone sex thing.
Mm-mm. I was long distance once, and I think that I, like, tried to initiate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm pretty, well, yeah, anyway.
that thought train just derailed.
So, I, like, hinted at it. I was like, maybe we could try to be intimate. And they were like,
oh.
And I was like, well.
Come on, Fred.
You could call me. And
yeah, we already talked to each other on the phone.
Yeah, I know, but, like, we could. Never mind. So, like, because I think phone sex could be fun.
Yeah.
If I mean, I think real sex would be mo better. But when I was long distance, I was interested, but I think I felt pretty, like, shut down. And then, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
I don't know.
Each their own, eh?
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be anyway, so, like, whatever.
You're like, never mind. No phone sex for you, anywho.
Right. Exactly.
No phone sex, no regular sex.
Yeah, none of the sex.
No sexting.
How often do you have phone sex?
Like, that sounds like I'm about to be like weekly, no. I'm much more of a sexter.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in text form?
Sure.
Like, if someone got hold of my phone?
Oh, I send dirty pictures. Is that the same?
Yeah, that's a form of sexting.
Okay. I do that.
I like that.
I'm, like, trying to prove myself. I'm like, I'm wild. I'm sexy.
I like doing that, but I'm still, I don't know, because I'm not married.
Sure. Oh, that's good. That's really good.
It's the whole, guys, don't sext until you're married. But you know what I mean? It's like,
Grace is the first person I've sexted with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it wasn't really by choice. It was just because she was the first person to ever sext me.
Oh,
so
she was like, I just the initiator.
Reciprocated.
And you were just like, I'm into it.
Yeah.
I like it.
But I think
yeah, it's like, I will send underwear pictures because I'm like, I've posted a few underwear pictures on the internet anyway.
So that's what I mean by sexy pictures anyway.
I thought you were like, nude.
Oh, well.
Like, fully nude. Because if it was that, then I'm just like, head not in the picture.
Sure.
But I don't think there aren't really any of those that exist of me. That I've sent.
I think topless is the most I go. In a
I'll
picture.
Be like holding my boobs like this.
Sure.
And I'll be like sexy. Uh-huh. I actually showed a picture of like a naked picture of myself, but my head isn't in. And I was like really proud of it because I thought I looked really good, like really cool in it. And I showed it to a bunch of my friends. Like I didn't send it to them, but I was like physically putting my phone in their face, being like, can I show you my nudes? And they were like, sure. So I showed them this picture, and my friend Riyad, who is a gay man.
I know Riyad, yeah.
Yeah. He was his best compliment that he could give me on my female form was, you look so fertile. Which I love. I loved that.
I look fertile.
What does that mean?
I think it was just like hips, tits.
Sure. Yeah, you know, womanly. Yeah.
It was just like, you could impregnate me.
Yeah.
I would hold a child.
That is a compliment.
I could carry a child in my stomach.
I can imagine that in Ria's voice.
Child-bearing hips.
You look so fertile.
You look so fertile. No, not even try.
Fertile, yeah.
Fertile. Fertile Myrtle.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, the phone sex thing, however... does happen. I'm just like, I think I'm a very sex driven person in general, so like if I like someone, then anytime we talk I will steer the conversation to sex.
That's cool. Have you ever had like a dry spell or like
because of like when,
like, by choice?
No. Okay. Yeah, no, not by choice. It's also been a dry spell just because I'm just like, I don't have anyone to have sex with right now. And then, but yeah, not being like, I'm not going to sleep with people right now. Mm-hmm. I'm always just like, I'm into it.
That's cool. My sexuality is more like fluid in that way.
Yeah.
Like if you were to imagine like the spectrum of like sexual, like super sexual person and asexual person, like over time, where I exist on that changes. And I don't think, and sometimes it has to do with, like, environmental factors.
Sure.
Like, stress, obviously, can affect your, like, libido.
Yeah.
And then meds, like antidepressants and stuff.
Yeah. I dated a guy who was on antidepressants and his libido was, like, low.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to work out, unfortunately.
Yeah. Birth control, too. You know, there's a lot of things. But sometimes I just genuinely feel like... My like orientation is less sexual, and then sometimes I feel so sexual.
Yeah.
So yeah, but you're just like.
But that's also just like depending on your mood, because it's not like I'm up for it constantly.
Sure, I think I'm talking like more long term though. Like maybe like not like on this part of the week I felt this way, and on this part of the week I felt this way. I think I mean like for 5 months I felt this.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. In that case, I'm like. Wait, no, I learned this in your book. I am Z-sexual.
Yes. Uh-huh. You got it. That's good. That
I learned really, something.
There that was go. Really good.
But maybe it's just because I was like, that one's me, so I'll remember that. Uh-huh. Screw you all. Screw the rest of you. That one applies to me.
I like that.
But I guess that's how you start learning.
Uh-huh. Just think of yourself. Find yourself.
Everyone, grab a partner.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Okay, right. After this next song, we're going to play Drunk Advice Live. Okay, right after this, don't forget to send in your questions.
FUBAR Radio presents
Hannah Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
Someone told me if you eat raw potatoes, you die. I don't like them, so someone just told me that one.
Mash is good.
Like, on its own.
Dauphinoise. Right?
What is that?
I've never heard of that.
Dauphinoise potatoes.
Dauphinoise.
It's dolphins battling, isn't it?
Dauphinoise.
Dauphinoise. No worrying again. It's some yardy dolphins. Dauphinoise.
What is it?
I've never heard of Dauphinoise
potatoes. I've read it.
Are they creamy?
Yeah, creamy.
It's called creamy sliced potatoes. Why do you call them Dauphinoise?
Dauphinoise.
So stupid.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Drunk Advice Live. Also, I totally forgot to mention that we're on Facebook Live. We're on Facebook Live.
Oh,
the
we
videos.
Are?
This
oh.
video. You can watch us.
Hello.
We're on video. If you go to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page,
you
do
can it.
See.
Our
that,
faces.
See our faces and all of that good stuff. But again, welcome to Drunk Advice Live. Ashley has been on an episode of Drunk Advice.
Not live.
It was a couple years ago at VidCon. It was with you and Elena.
It was.
And then
Akilah.
And then Akilah joined in and then Grace joined in. And then right at the end there was Tim.
Yep.
For that male diversity.
It was something.
It was a hot mess because it was VidCon.
Oh, yeah.
Just never filming.
I think I mostly just screamed and giggled.
I'm kind of tempted to like go back and we should, when we get back to mine tonight, rewatch that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just rewatch all of our collabs.
Yes, that's what we should do.
That's what our collab should be that we film on Friday.
Rewatch.
Hannah and Ashley react to them. No.
It'd be
sorry,
cringy.
That's not what you're getting. Okay, so there are three rules to drunk advice. Rule number one is be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. I'm not going to lie. I had a beer before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm on like one and a half. What are you? How are you doing?
I've had two.
Oh, you're finished? Oh, you don't have a beer for drunk advice. You're like finished early. Oh, that's cute. It's like a teenage
that way
boy.
I could be
sorry
at my maximum drunk. I was preparing.
I'm just
going to
sober up throughout. Whatever. Okay, and rule number two, have a friend with you.
Yay!
Yeah, da-da-da-da! Ash Hardell, because you got married and you guys combined your names.
You got it, that's right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it! I'm so into that. I want to do that. I think that would be cool.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Like, because I don't want to take someone else's name.
Sure.
But I love my surname.
Okay.
But I would compromise with...
So you could pull an Ash and keep like 99% of your surname.
I just
no, we only did that because it sounded the best. Otherwise, it was like Miltner, or like.
But it's cool because then you get like your own family.
I know. I like it.
So your own family name.
I also have this weird theory that doesn't make any sense, but I tell everybody it.
Sure.
It's that, you know, like as we progress in society, like gay couples are becoming more and more accepted, right? So they're coming out more and they're falling in love more and they're getting married more. So we're a gay couple and then we're going to have a son and he's going to be gay. And then he's and then he's going to get married, but his moms are going to be gay too. So if we would have hyphenated our names and they would have hyphenated their names, then both our sons, then our son and then his husband would also have hyphenated names, and then it would be like a four-part hyphenated name, and it'll just go on and on, and it'll just be like hyphenations forever. Hence the combination.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, you don't have to be a gay couple to have a hyphenated
That's true.
Surname.
That's incredibly accurate.
But just,
it's just
but like,
where
cute.
I
That's
see
cute.
It.
That's
it's
cute.
Where I see it most.
Yeah.
But you're right. Anybody can do it. True. Valid.
And rule number three.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We just like tangent. Do not take our advice.
Yep.
Okay, let's get right into this.
Okie dokie.
Here we go. How do I navigate London, mostly tube, by myself for the first time without getting lost? And then they've said, love you guys. Huge fans of you both. But I'm assuming they mean both. But that's cute.
And then,
well, they're just fans of our birth.
They're happy we were birthed.
Yeah. And then, and I am so gay.
So
rainbow
gay.
Emoji. Oh, where did that go? Okay, how to navigate London Tube for the first time. Okay. I have some genuine advice for this, but also, like, you're a foreigner navigating the tube.
True, but I'm wondering, like, are they a foreigner, or are they just in another part of England? Or, like, what's the deal? Do they have data? Because if they don't have data, I recommend they buy a data package. It really helps.
Oh, yeah. Really helps. But then the other thing about the tube is that it is so easy.
That's true.
There are signs everywhere. You just have to figure out where you are, where you need to get to, and then you just look at a map and you just go, okay, and figure it out. And then you just follow the signs.
It's super simple, and people are generally really friendly. If you're like,
Wow, that's not what people describe people in the tube as, friendly.
That's what I think.
Really?
I've asked someone, I was like, which one's eastbound?
Aw, yeah.
Like, that one. And I was like, great.
Oh, yeah, if you ask, people will help you, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, no. Just, like, sitting in the tube?
Yeah.
They, like, look at their feet and don't talk. That's,
yeah.
Well, which is fine.
Yeah.
I prefer it that way. It'd be weird if somebody was like...
So, how are you?
Hey there.
The other piece of advice I genuinely give is, like, especially if you're traveling at rush hour or if it's particularly busy, don't feel like you have to, like, get on the first train that comes because it might be really rushed or really packed or whatever. You can stay on that, like, there's a train every minute or two,
mm-hmm.
so you can chill out on the platform until, you can, like, figure out where on the platform the doors open, so then you're, like, ready, and just, like, relax, and then just be like, oh, I got this.
I think that's good, and if you have friends who are Londoners, ask. They I feel like Londoners typically know the tube on the back of, like, the back of their hand. So, like, for you, I've been like, I'm trying to get to Meow, how do I? And then you're like... Do this, 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 and this. And then I just write that down in my iPhone, and I do that. And I don't even look at a map. I just do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did a BuzzFeed quiz this morning that was guessing the names of different London tube stops, and the only information that it gave you was the colours of the lines that stop there, and I got all of them right. And I was so proud.
That is impressive.
Thank you.
Londoners
Thank
know.
You.
So if you have a Londoner friend, ask.
Yeah.
And I've only been here 2.5 years, and so I'm like on it.
I feel like if I use the tube regularly for like a month, I would like know it.
But it depends on where on the tube you're going, because sometimes, like, you know, you live in a certain place and you go to work in a certain place, so actually you only navigate a small bit of the tube. But,
sure.
But, you know.
But I would party all over the city with my hundreds of friends.
You totally would.
Right.
Here we go. Do you want to read out this question?
Yes. My girlfriend and I are going on a Valentine's Day trip to Nashville. What's your advice for a Valentine's Day trip? If you know Nashville, any recommendations? Are you asking me because I'm American?
Yeah, and I'm like, Nashville? I have been to Nashville. Have you been to Nashville?
For a few hours, and that is it.
Okay. I went for a day.
Okay.
For one day and one night. The people that you need to ask are Tessa Violet and Rusty Clanton, because they live in Nashville.
Truth.
They are friends of ours. They took me to this pancake place.
Ooh.
I don't know if that's like a Valentine's thing to do.
I think so.
Or there's an episode of Master of None where the main character and the love interest do like a weekend in Nashville.
Oh.
Like they have, and I don't know if they actually mention any actual places there. Google it. Why are you asking us? Google it. There we go. I'm not going to lie. I gave you that question to ask before I read Nashville. I just saw Valentine's and I was like, oh, we'll give Valentine's advice. No.
I wish I knew more about Nashville.
I don't know anything. My housemate's going to Nashville like this month. So I'll ask her for you, even though she'll be leaving after Valentine's Day. Good luck. Right. Here we go.
How about how do you find girls who like girls when the norm is hetero? AF, I'm lonely.
Oh, online dating.
Yes.
You met your wife on Tinder.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Gay clubs are great if you have a friend. It can be scary to go alone because...
Sure.
It was about gay girls. Yeah, lesbians and bi ladies can be kind of cliquey. So they kind of, like, stick to their own. So you should bring a buddy if you go to a gay club. But, like... Have a lot of confidence and walk in a club. It'll be fun, and you will feel like you're in heaven because you just said, when the norm is hetero as fuck, well, the norm will not be hetero as fuck there.
It's interesting you say heaven, because heaven is like the biggest gay club in London.
Oh.
It's a lot of gay men.
Sure. Find a gay lady club.
Yeah.
Do you have any of those? Do you have any lesbian clubs?
Yeah, they're always a lot smaller. Like, lesbians also go to, like, the other gay clubs, but... They are more of a predominantly male gay space.
Mm-hmm.
There are some lesbian clubs and bars, but they're just smaller.
And then, like Hannah said, do like Tinder. Mm-hmm. I know that like Tinder is typically for straight people, but that's how I met Grace, and a lot of lesbians use Tinder.
Yeah, because you can set your preferences as well onto like to only show, but it's only like men or women. It doesn't like it's not more nuanced than that.
Yeah, that's true. What can you expect? It's a weird dating app. You know? But, I mean, that'd be great. It'd be solid if they could be more inclusive.
But, like, OkCupid is a free one. Then you can, like, specify...
Yeah?
Like, orientation and
ooh,
things like that.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Good luck! Good luck! Oh, God. I'm going on a date on Saturday with a guy I've been seeing casually for a few months. And I'm going to ask the what are we question. Any advice? Ooh! And this person is female, I'm guessing, from their name.
Wow, did you just assume?
I did just assume.
That's okay. I'm just teasing you.
Yes, actually, this is what I did. Okay. I feel like...
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to have that conversation?
I did it in my last two relationships.
Really? And it worked out?
For me, it did.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, yes and no.
Okay.
So for the first one, we had been texting for like...
texting.
Because it was frustrating. Because I felt like I was getting such mixed signals. So we'd been texting for like 4 months. And then we'd been hanging out, just us. And like flirting.
Four months of texting?
Well, it was long distance.
Sure.
But we knew that we were going to end up going to college in the same city.
Got it.
So we met like at a festival. and then we split ways because of life and living. And then, and then we went to college, and then we hung out, just us. Like, I would ask my roommate to leave so we could hang out in private, and we would watch movies together and tickle each other. We had, like, tickle fights. So, like, that's flirting, right? I know, right? And then, so finally, he kissed me. And then we, like, hung out and, like, kissed and made out for, like, a week. And that's weird for me. For me, I need things to be defined. Like, if I'm kissing, that's a me thing.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
And then so, and then this drunk guy stumbled in our room once when we were on one of our, like, not defined dates. And he was like, you guys like each other. Are you dating? And we were like, I don't know. Just leave us alone. Go away. And then... And then when the drunk guy left, I was like, but he has the point, so what are we? And he was like, mumble, I'm not sure, can we just keep things like they are? And I was like, mumble, it's, yeah, apparently, because I'm sure that's fine.
This is painful.
I know, and then, like, yeah, it was sad. And then, like, a week later, I was like, okay, but what are we? Because I only make out with people I'm dating. And then they were like, okay, we're dating. So, yeah, that one was actually kind of rough and weird, but I repressed it. Oh. And then, and then the second one was Grace. We were kissing, and it was, like, really intense. And then Grace was, like, she was trying to do, like, a DTR.
Wait, DTR?
Define the relationship.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a
thing.
Yeah, cool.
So she was trying to do a DTR without...
I'm glad I know this now.
Yeah, without making it, like, super formal or official or, like, seventh grade-y, like, someone are we? So she just looked at me and she just pulled away and said, just so you know, like, I'm really into you and you're the only person that I'm seeing and that I want to see. And then I just...
Good.
Very smooth.
I like it because she's like, this is where I'm at.
Right. But then I looked at her and the first thing I said was, so what are we? And then she was just like, meow, is it cool if I call you my girlfriend? And I was like, yeah. So I tend to just ask. That's apparently my thing.
Because, I don't know, in my head it's like, I feel like if you have to ask, though, you might not get the answer that you want.
You might, and it hurts. It doesn't feel good. But,
like, for me it's like, I like it when... it happens more naturally, but then actually the reality is that those conversations don't happen naturally and they do have to be brought up in some way. Like, I've had that, like, conversation being brought up in the past, like, oh, what do you call me to your friends?
Sure.
So, like, how do you refer to me?
Did you like that?
Yeah, because I was just like, I call you my man.
But that's still vague to me. To me, that's vague.
Oh, no, but then I was like, what do you call me? And they were like, my lady friend, and then it was just like, shall we just use the proper terms?
Okay. So you're like tiptoeing around it until you like both gauge each other enough, being like,
okay. Shall we do? Okay.
You could also do like the confident Grace thing and just like only talk about yourself and look at your person and be like, hey, I dig you so much. You're cool, and I'm only going to see
just
you.
FYI, I'm not doing anything else with other people.
Yeah.
But then it depends on like what you establish at what stage in a relationship, because I feel like, I don't know, it's different for everyone, but I feel like you might establish the fact that you're exclusive before you then are like, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. And then from there being like, we're in a relationship. I don't
know. Yeah, it's tricky.
Right, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back for some more drunk advice.
Woo!
All right, we're back. Drunk advice, live. Next question. Well, actually, we've had lots of questions about coming out.
So we're going to give general advice.
General advice on coming out. Although, questions are, is it worth coming out if I'm relatively happy where I am? Want to come out but not 100% sure about my parents being supportive? And how do I come out to slightly homophobic dad as bi?
Go for it, Hannah. How do you come out?
This is not my area. Why would you make me take the lead on this?
Well,
I do have genuine advice, but I feel like it should come from you.
No, dude, what's your advice?
My general advice for coming out is, like, make sure you have a safety net first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, make sure you have a safety net and make sure that you are safe and you're not going to put yourself in, like, a harmful position. If your parents are 1,000% homophobic, make sure that you don't live with them, I think would be a good starting place.
So, like, come out to them after you've maybe moved out.
Yes. And sometimes, like, staying closeted, believe it or not, is actually, like, a brave thing to do, even though it's, like, feels shitty and is sad.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to put yourself in harm's way. So, it is important to make sure you're in a safe place.
But something that I've heard other people say as well is that their parents or the people that they're scared of coming out to might be more supportive than they think they will be.
That's
true. Not necessarily, but some people have said that to me as well.
That's true. And also, your family doesn't have to be your only family. You can make your own family. Like, life does go on if your parents aren't supportive.
Yeah.
But advice for coming out, so yeah, make sure you're safe. But if you do want to, like, if you decide you are and you want to move on, find somewhere that's, like, neutral ground, somewhere that you both feel safe.
Also public, because then maybe can be no, like,
sure,
screaming and shouting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Keeps people, like...
Remind them that you're the same person they've always known, and that not much is going to change. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and just tell them that you are trying to be your most true, happiest, authentic you.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
It's scary, though, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last question. Hi. What do you do when your crush hasn't read your message asking them out on a date yet, and it's been 2 days?
Abandon ship.
Really?
I think so.
Because there also are ways, if you put your phone on airplane mode and then read someone's message...
I know. That's why you should abandon
then
ship.
Then you can't... You won't get a red receipt.
Right.
So they might have done that.
So they might have read it.
Yeah.
And they just not cared. So I think you should peace out. This person doesn't care.
You're just like, bye. If you... also, like, I genuinely would, like, if you bump into them in public or you see them in a social situation at some point, like, don't even mention it.
Yeah.
Because then it'd be weird, like, did you get my message?
Right, that would be weird.
But, like, don't mention it and act, like, super cool and confident, and they'll be like, wait, does she not care about, does she not like me anymore?
Right. You'll play, like, a little hard to get.
No, I hate that, but also, like, I love it.
And not hard to get because, like, you're trying to find a way to get them, but, I don't know, because they deserve it, because they don't see how awesome you are, and they're not reading
they
your message.
They didn't read, they might be read it, but they definitely didn't reply.
Or, like, I mean, even you don't even have to put your phone on airplane mode to do that. You're on Facebook, and you can see, like, the first, just by clicking the drop-down menu, you can see, like, the first 5 words of the message. So it's like, hey, are you free on Fry? Like, you can see that much. And you can just choose not to click it, and it still says unread.
Or if you got the notification, you can, like, read pretty much the whole message on your phone without clicking into it.
Exactly.
God damn it, sneaky buggers.
Or they just they're not interested enough to read a message from you, and that's shitty. So find someone who, like, is excited to open your message.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Who's just like, see a notification from you, and they're just like, ah, I want to talk to this person!
Right.
I'm so into it. Okay. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome,
Thanks
Hannah.
Thanks for coming on my radio show.
You're welcome, Mindy.
Oh, God.
That was like Batman right there, not Fred.
You're welcome, Mindy.
What did you do with Fred?
He's gone. It's just you and me now.
Oh, my God. If you are just tuning in at the end or you want to re-listen to this show or any of my previous shows, you can go to fubarradio.com and download it. Or it will also be available as a podcast on iTunes. Ashley has a book out that you can buy. I have a book coming out that you can buy. And I'm also going on tour.
And you can buy tickets for that,
you
too.
You can buy tickets for me going on tour. I'm going to London, Manchester, and Birmingham. So please buy tickets. And peace out. Have a great evening, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.